stand up on our feet and just welcome as Peter comes. Bless you, man.
Ooh, it's good to be back home. We were praying this morning in the circle, and I was just like, it's like a family reunion all over again. I love it. How many of you were here last year when we were here? Okay, good. About half, maybe a little over. Wow, I feel the Lord so strongly right now. We were just up in Kaikoi, and we're experiencing a lot of more the Maori history and lineage and the story that the Lord's been writing, and all of our team was just getting so blown away and messed up in the most beautiful way by just all that the Lord's doing in and through this land. And I feel like we're like remembering who we are. And as we're coming back to this land, we're like remembering who we are. It's such a beautiful blessing to come. Before I do anything else, I think I just want to take a couple minutes and actually welcome Jesus. Obviously, he's already here, you know. But our call to worship is an invitation for him to come. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if we don't invite, right? So as we invite him, so what I want us to do is just this might be different for you. It's fine, but if you could just open up your hands, posture of receiving. I think it's an international thing. If someone's going to give you a gift, just something that you receive, you can close your eyes if you want to. Doesn't matter. But I just want us to sing for a second. I feel like there was really something. I have a word that I want to give, but before I do that, I just want us to sing for a second. It doesn't matter so much about how you sound or what it looks like. I don't really care about pitch right now or melody. If someone's told you can't carry a tune in a bucket, perfect. But right now, I feel like there's something in the room when we are singing a song will arise, piercing the darkest of nights. I feel like there's something stirring in hearts all around this room that actually there is a growing chorus happening in this room of people. Yeah, so if we just start singing out, whatever it sounds like, whatever the pitch sounds like, just start just lifting your voice. It doesn't matter what it sounds like, just lift it up. We welcome you here, Jesus. We're just gonna press into this for a couple minutes. Come on, every voice. Come on, engage your spirit right now. Engage your spirit with your heart. Just sing out. Welcome him. He rides the praise. He inhabits and rides and fills the praise. Fills the praise. Fills the praise. Sula malare thiraro. Sero. There it is, there it is. Feel the wave of his presence coming. The wave of his presence coming. Come on, press in. Oh, Come on, sing over Whangarei right now. Sing over Whangarei. Out into the streets. Out into the streets. Into every neighborhood. Come on, come on. Just let his presence fall on you right now. Let the presence, the sweet presence of Jesus fall on you right now. Feel him in your voice. Feel him inside of you. Breath of God. Breath of God. Hallelujah.
Are you Lord God Almighty?
Come on, join the song.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy.
Come on, press in right now. He's just right here.
Holy.
The presence of Jesus filling this room.
Are you Lord God?
Come on, feel him close. It might have been a while. It might have been a while. Feel him close. Feel him close.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy. Holy. Are you
worthy, sing worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb.
One more time, sing worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
And all.
Just stay set in his face right now. Just stay set in his smile right now. Presence of Jesus, fill this room. King Jesus, fill this room. Isaiah 62 says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain silent until her righteousness shines out like the dawn. Her salvation, her coming victory, like a blazing torch. The nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. All prime ministers, all presidents, all kings will see your glory. And you will be called a new name that the mouth of the Lord has breathed and bestowed upon you. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem, a diamond in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or your land desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah, which means beautiful bride, intimacy, and your land Beulah, which means married. For the Lord will take delight in you, all of his smile, all of his joy, all of his wonder, every good and perfect gift, every good thought takes delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a maiden, so your sons will marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. I plug you back into the source right now. I remind you of who you are. I remind your spirit, I remind your heart right now of who you are. You're a worshiping people. It's in your tongue. It's in the language. How you speak is in song, is in pitch, is in melody. I remind you who you are. King Jesus, still on the throne. He hasn't fallen off. King Jesus, still on the throne. I remember you, yourselves back to the body. Remember, I remember you back into the body right now. King Jesus, we put you back at the head. We put you back at the head right now. Welcome you here, God. Welcome you here, God. The beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. You can stay where you're at if you want to stand. You can sit, lay down, whatever you want to do. I'm going to start talking, but while I'm talking, I think things are going to actually start happening in the room. Yeah, and if things start happening in the room on your body, like you start feeling the presence of the Lord in any way, it might just be peace. It could feel something different. I want you to just lift one hand up. Just lift one hand up just for a couple seconds, just even while I'm speaking. Because things are going to start happening in the room. I feel like even right now, I feel like there's like a remembering happening in the room, a recalling, a call to recall who you are in the room. Yeah, when you're singing out. So yeah, just while I'm speaking, if you're feeling the Lord, just put up your hand. I don't mind you interrupting me. Just put up your hand while I'm speaking. I'm going to keep going. But the Lord's going to be doing stuff on you and through you. I think he's remembering, plugging you back into the source, reminding you of who he is, his kindness, his smile, his faithfulness. Ooh, he's fallen. Ooh, he's good. He's really good. About 3 weeks ago, I moved into a new house. I bought a house in Reading, and my first night there, I was sleeping in the bed, and boxes still all around me. Anyone know about moving? The beautiful joys of moving everything and the chaos that ensues afterwards. And I was sitting in bed, and it was about 3 a.m. Yeah, bless what you're doing, God. Bless what you're doing. I was very fast asleep, and this bird outside my window started just chirping, just going to beat the band, just going to town at 3 a.m. And I woke up and was so confused. I was like, what is happening right now? And it was just over and over. I mean, just would not stop and was so loud right outside my window. And I immediately, my first response was to initially get frustrated. Typically when the Lord moves, he comes in, and many times our first initial response is offense or discomfort or awkwardness. Oh, yelling. Oh, shaking. Oh, somebody's doing something a little strange. What's happening, right? My first initial response when the birds started chirping was, oh my gosh, it's 3 a.m. What is going on? What have I done moving into this house? I need to shoo this bird away. So I went to the bathroom, lay back down in bed, and this bird is just still just going to town in my room. And I lay down, and I was like, oh, I'm so frustrated. And I felt the Holy Spirit come really close. He doesn't come in demanding. He comes in like an invitation. He comes in like an invitation. And sometimes it sounds a lot like me. It sounds a lot like my voice. But he came close. He said, hey, Peter, don't miss it. I'm speaking. Don't you miss it. So I was like, okay, speak to me, God. And I heard this Isaiah speaking this out. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet until her righteousness shines out like the dawn. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. until her righteousness shines out like the dawn. The nations will see your righteousness and your kings your glory, and you will be called a new name. Everyone say new name. You have a new name. You have a new name. Holy Spirit, come remind us who we are. So this bird was whistling, just going to town outside in the middle of the night, just going to just, I'm like, okay, what is going on right now? This is something is up here. And I began to just like sit up in my bed and just welcome the Holy Spirit, welcome the presence. What we just did in singing out, the reason I did that was because we were talking about a sound being released, right? And a song rising in the night. That's literally what was happening. And I feel like the Lord was actually preparing me for this trip, for even really today. And as I was sitting in my bed, I was just like, okay, God, I'm really tired. Don't really want to be up right now. Right? Anybody? Somebody. Right? And immediately I feel the presence of the Lord draw near. And as this one bird started singing, two, three, four birds, this entire flock of birds just starts, all these birds just like chirping and singing and singing and singing outside of my window. And I'm like, Holy Ghost, what is happening right now? I was just like, what in the world is going on? And I felt the Lord really come close and say, for Zion's sake, for Jesus' sake, for Zion, the city on the hill, you are Zion, you're the body, right? That's a beautiful metaphor. I will not keep quiet. This one little pestivorous bird would not keep silent. You know, the one person in the congregation, I don't know you very well, so I can say this, but there is that one person in the congregation that just, oh, right? In the middle of worship, just will not keep silent. You're like, yes, we know them, right? There's that one person, the persistent widow over and over again, right? Just coming in day after day after day after day. I will not keep silent until, everyone say until. Until. I feel like so many of you in this room are in until seasons. Holy Spirit, come. I feel like you're in an until season. Many in this room, until. And you're like, how long am I going to sing in this night? Until. I feel that. I was speaking to Andy yesterday, and we were painting a fence in Kaikoi, just like sealing a fence, and I love that. Sometimes I like to work with people instead of having meetings, you know. I love the meetings, the cry it out coffee sessions. But I love doing work and actually talking, and we were talking back and forth. I told Andy, I said, Andy, I've been to a lot of churches. I travel and do worship, and I'm a pastor at the school of ministry at Bethel, so also a local church pastor. But I've been to a lot of different churches, and many of them have love or power. Very few have both. And as I was speaking to him, I said, I feel like Bethel, New Zealand has both. Like you actually genuinely want the presence of God, the supernatural, the little bit like out there. It might be a little wacky, but it doesn't matter. It's out there, right? You have the power. You're going for the healing. You're going for the evangelism, the signs and wonders. But yet you also really get love and you really get family. And every time I come here, I feel welcome to a table that's been laid before me. I feel like you get both of these things, these collision of two things coming together, and you get love and power. And as I was speaking to him, both of these things, and I turned, I felt this thing, and this I heard this thing left my mouth. I was like, I don't know if I even fully understand what I'm saying, but I said, I think it's because of the way you've honored grief and honored pain. That seems really heavy. That seems really intense. Because in an effort to swing the body back into alignment, we've championed the beautiful God is good message, which is in our heart, it's in our core, it's who you are, right? As brothers and sisters, we believe this, but I feel like you've given space to people in the midst of the unknown. Anybody in the midst of unknown right now? Yep, I feel it in the room. Winter is a crucial and critical season. You don't come up to a tree. In my same house, I have an orange tree and a pear tree. When I moved in, it's still winter in Reading. We're coming into spring. And I didn't walk up to my orange tree and say, bear fruit! Why are you not bearing fruit? Right? It was in winter. And it is a season. A season of time marks and ends. Starts and ends. there's a marked amount of time, but I feel like the reason why you're able to carry love and power is simply because you've given space to the questions and you've given space to the unknowns. Jesus, at the crescendo of his life, was in the garden and wrestled with questions. God, if this is possible, hey, I know you're God, but if this is possible, I know this was like the plan all along and like this was the whole idea, but if there is any other way, let this cup pass from me. If there's any other way, but not my will, but your will be done. And this beautiful surrendering, I feel surrender in the room right now. Oh. This beautiful surrendering, and because of surrendering, it leads him for the joy set beyond. For the joy set beyond. Until I will not keep silent, I will not keep quiet, till her righteousness shines out like the dawn. Her salvation like a blazing torch. This little bird singing in my tree outside of my house. One bird ignited a chorus of the flock. One bird, one annoying, pestiferous little bird that decided to sing at 3 a.m. outside of my door. One voice that refused to remain quiet, that refused to actually be crushed by circumstance and disappointment, but refused to actually shut up. Sang it out, and because of it, the other birds in the tree went, yep, me too. That song's inside of my heart as well. And suddenly this chorus erupts all outside of us. And I'm like, what is going on? It's 3:30 in the morning and there is a chorus. The world is hungry for the chorus you carry inside of you. And today I want to recall and remind you of the song you have inside of you. It's in the land. New Zealand has a pitch. It has a sound. Every time I walk in the fields, it's amazing. You can feel the sound of heaven rolling underneath you. We're visiting all these different places, all these different cultural like Maori sites. And I'm seeing all these like the history being unfolded. There's a sound inside of you. Don't you forget it. Do not forget it. It might look like business. It might look like education. It might look like medical field. It might look like the entertainment industry. It could look like many different things, but there's a sound inside of you. Do not forget it. I feel this roar inside of me right now. Do not forget it. One bird, one relentless little bird. I will not keep quiet. I won't. I know you think I'm annoying, but I will not keep quiet. I will not keep quiet. I will not. I know circumstances said otherwise. I understand. And the beautiful space you've given to the questions to come, but then the beautiful surrender and the turning back and the cross, that which was meant to be a gruesome, gruesome image, right? The cross was not this beautiful little gold chain you wore around your neck 2,000 years ago, right back then. It was a guillotine. It was a torture device, literally. Gruesome, gruesome image. But the thing that was meant to be gruesome and twisted and horrible, this horrible image in that day became the very beauty of the thing that brought salvation. That it was better for him to go away. And as he went away, his blood then rushed over us as we welcomed him in. And then that gave space for the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts. It was all about that all along. It was all about you being filled. You are filled. I'm not here to give you anything you don't have. I'm not here to give you some new teaching. We're not here to give you something that you are missing or lacking. You're not missing or lacking anything. I'm here to reveal what's actually been in there all along and just pull back the curtain and just say, hey, look at it. Isn't it great? Look at that little plant coming up out of the ground. Isn't it great? Yeah, but it's supposed to like feed lots of people. And right now it's just a little plant. And yeah, I know. But right now that little tiny plant is right on time. Right on time. You are right on time. You're not behind schedule. You're not up four. You are right on time right now. You are right on time. He's never late. Maybe in our comprehension, he feels a little late. Come on, Jesus, until is still untilling. Right? I feel this like strengthening right now of like, hey, do not forget. You stand fast. You stand firm right now. You plant your feet. This is all on time. This is all in season. This is all right where you're supposed to be right now. Fungare, don't you forget it. I will not keep quiet. I will not keep silent until her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. Jesus, I want to be the little bird. Jesus, we want to be the little bird that's really tired, that's maybe a little confused. It's 3 a.m. That may be a little bit crazy, that may be a little bit off its rocker, off what's going on. But I will not be caught being quiet. I cannot shut the fire that's in my bones down. I cannot push this thing down. I cannot set it aside. We're all in. We're all in. Just say that. We're all in. Ooh, Holy Spirit, come. He's not afraid of the questions. He never was. He's not afraid of the wrestle. If I was on the board of directors in the task force sending Jesus to earth to save humanity, I probably would have sent him as a 30-year-old. Given him 3 years of ministry, and then boom, I'm dying on the cross, get accomplished, wada bing, wada bang. Done. But he did, and he came as a baby. And it was his joy to take on flesh. It was his joy to wrap himself in flesh for all eternity, to become human. We made in his likeness. He wraps himself in flesh. That tells me this life is actually worth living, full of life, full of joy. You're not missing or lacking anything. I'm here just to reveal how whole you actually are, stepping into it more and more, stepping into it more and more. We will not keep quiet. You're right on time. You're right on time. In verse 10 of 62 in Isaiah, it says, pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, remove the stones, raise a banner for the nation. The Lord has made a proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your Savior has come. See, his reward is with him and his recompense accompanies him. His reward is with him. His recompense, his restoration has accompanied him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. They will be called the sought after, the city no longer deserted. Whew. We've come to beautiful Mount Zion. You've already arrived. Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, fall in this place. You're right on time. You are right on time. This life is still worth living. The beauty and the gift of this life, the savoring of every day, right on time. Don't you forget your song. What's a song? It's a sound of a people. What's a song? It's a vibration inside of you. All of music moves in waves. Light moves in waves. It's a coming and going. It's an ebbing and flowing. It's an ebbing and flowing, coming and going. The Spirit moves in waves. It's a sound. It's a remembering, right? We sing songs at Christmas time all the time. And as you sing those songs don't ever get old, do they? because you sing them new every single year. Every single year, I will not keep silent. Every single year, they're new yet again, yet you've heard them so many times, however many Christmases you've been alive. You've heard these songs over and over and over again, right? They don't get old. Why? Because there's new life all the time. New life all the time. This renewing happening inside of you. I want us just to go back into that place with the Lord. I feel like he's about to do something inside of a lot of people. I feel like he's restructuring right now and he's rearranging. Have you ever like come into your living room and like done like the feng shui thing where you like rearrange all the furniture and it's like a brand new thing, right? You put out like one new rug and you like spin the couch around a little bit and it's like, whoa, it's a whole new space, right? The house didn't change. Inside changed. He's more concerned with what's happening internally inside of you because what's happening internally inside of you will naturally affect what happens outside, right? Your number one and sole purpose in this life is to simply love Jesus so the pressure's off. The pressure's off. There was never any pressure at all. It was always an open hand. And if you don't want to, you don't have to grab it, but you can. So the pressure's off. And then the second commandment, like it, loving your neighbor as yourself. So you have to love yourself first to actually be able to love other people. The degree to which you're able to love yourself is the degree to which you'll be able to love someone else. Yeah. To just love Jesus. So we're just going to welcome him in. He's already here. I just want him to come in. And as we're singing, do y'all feel the waves coming as we were singing, right? Those are natural. Those are spiritual things that happen where there's a peak in the wave. We interpret it as volume. It's more than just volume. It's way more than just volume. It's the spirit rising and flowing and ebbing inside of you. And I feel like right now, yeah. Why don't you just close your eyes? I feel like right now the Holy Spirit's just gonna come. Yeah, California team, as you guys feel led, you can move around the room. But the Spirit comes, and he comes with kindness. He comes with kindness every time. The sound of his voice, reminding you who you are. Reminding you who you are. We're wide open, Jesus. We're wide open. Wide open, Jesus. Just focus your attention. Set your gaze right now. Let other things set aside. You'll have time to get those things done. Don't you worry. Don't worry about tomorrow, for it will have its own worry. Just today. Just set your eyes, your attention, on the face of Jesus right now. Why don't we just start singing again? Just awaken your spirit. Just welcome him in. King Jesus. Lift it up. And as you hear the sound of your voice, hear his voice singing back into you. Father hovering over the mound of clay called Adam, and he breathes his breath into him. Selare. In the same breath that ran through him, the same breath that was inside of him, echoes and runs inside of your lungs right now. Let him come. Holy Spirit, fall right now. Holy Spirit, fall right now. Holy Spirit, fall right now. Join the chorus. So there it is, there it is. Spirit of God, fall. Spirit of God, flood and fill. Flood and fill. Flood and fill. Flood and fill. Tola male theliare. Senaro. Drink deep, drink deep. I remember you back to Jesus right now. Therefore, stand firm. Stand fast. Therefore, stand firm. Stand fast. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah, California team, if you guys have a corporate word, you want to come up and share just for a minute or so, come on up. Just let him come. Just let him come. He's going to keep coming. Some of you, it's been a really long time since you felt his presence. But he's coming in close. He's coming in close right now. Yeah, just keep going. Just keep going. Just stay right here. Even as we keep talking, keep going.
During worship, I was standing towards the back and I just felt like the Lord dropped something in my spirit And I got this very quick picture, and I'll kind of be reading a little bit because I wrote it down. But it was probably a split second, but I saw a tiger running through the bush, and I saw like his claws were digging into the ground, like it was almost like there had just been like a rain pour or like a downpour. Like the ground is, it was wet. It was, the tiger's claws were just digging and clawing deep, deep marks into the ground. And as I saw this, I was taken up close to where his claws had dug into the ground. And I saw that water had pooled where his claws had dug, and that there were just pools in the imprints. And asking the Lord what this meant, I knew that the tiger was God. And he has left claw marks across the country, leaving pools of his everlasting water. And I knew that Bethel, New Zealand was one of those pools. It was one of the imprints in the ground. It was the pool that had risen up in the claw marks, that in where God's presence had been, this pool of revival had risen up, and that was Bethel, New Zealand. And so I just felt like he wanted me to share this blessing over you. So I invite you to just open your hands, like Peter had said. We're just receiving a gift, and I really feel like this is a gift that the Lord is wanting to impart to you guys. So Bethel, New Zealand, you are a pool of his presence. He has ordained and chosen you as a people and as a member of his body. I remind you that you are in the right place at the right time. The Lord's hands have carved out this particular moment in time, and therein a pool of presence arose, and you decided to jump in. I bless you, New Zealand. You are a modern pool of Bethesda. You heal and you gather and you rally together in the name of the Lord. I bless you, New Zealand. He has gone before you. He dwells within you, and he will be here long after you've gone. So rest in the pool of his presence and find your contentment here. I bless you, New Zealand. I bless you, New Zealand. I bless you, Bethel, New Zealand. You are the pool that rose after God's presence breathed, after it rushed in. You are the remnant of God's breath that he left behind. So I bless you, New Zealand. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you.
I really feel like there's a lot of minds in here that are super analytical, that you love to have an explanation for things. And I just want to say, I got this picture during worship of a light switch that was turned on. And obviously there was light because the light switch was turned on. And immediately the finger of God went and turned it off. And what he was saying was to turn off your mind, to stop letting your mind let what's lighting the room and your understanding and whatnot, and be led by your spirit. And so what he's saying, and I really believe that this is a call to turn your spirit on, and this might be even an activation to go even deeper into the spirit and to be led by our spirit, because we are spiritual beings here in an earthly realm. And so this is just temporary. And what I want us to do, I want us to close our eyes and stay in that posture of receiving. I'm going to speak to you. Spirit, come alive. Mind, I turn you off. Spirit, I turn you on. Spirit,
Spirit, I am led by you. It's okay if it doesn't make sense. I want to be led by you and not my mind. Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." It is because we are sons and daughters of a loving Father that we can be led by his light. Jesus. Jesus, expand our understanding. Expand our minds. Expand the boxes that we've placed you in and just destroy them. If you're starting to feel heat, pay attention to it. Yeah. If you're starting to feel fire, pay attention to it. Go ahead and go into that. Go ahead and ask for more of it. Jesus. Jesus. We are led by our spirit. Led by our spirit. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. 'Cause I'm no longer a slave to fear. 'Cause I am a child of God. Sing that from your spirit and not your mind. As I'm no longer a slave to fear. Yeah. 'Cause I am a child of God. Just sing it one more time. 'Cause I'm no longer a slave to fear. As I am a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, from the moment I walked in from the parking lot to the building, I felt something super strong on the presence of the Lord. And even with heaven written on the side of the building, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, it was great. I just started giggling. I was like, okay, Lord, you're so here. What do you have for these people? What can I just download something in my heart I can just share with them? And I think that there's just a fresh revelation for the value of his presence. It's like in Exodus 33 when Moses was, he refused to leave without God's presence. He says, I'm not leaving without you. He says, because if I don't go, if you're not with me, then what would separate me from the rest of the world? Because his presence is the thing that separates us from the rest of the world. Nobody else can say they carry the presence of their God inside of them. And Jesus lives, his spirit lives, our God lives inside of each and every one of you. And I just so strongly feel a fresh revelation across this whole church of the value of his presence everywhere we go. And I also just feel you guys do home really well. I walked in and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm home. And I asked the Lord, God, what makes home so good? What makes a home so great? And it's relationship. And I think you value the relationship with the Lord and with each other over anything else. And that's extremely important. And I just saw multiple people walking through that door of all walks of life, of all walks of faith, feeling at home, feeling like religion doesn't have a place here. The spirit of religion doesn't have a place here, but it's relationship. That every person, whoever, whether they know Jesus, whether they've never heard his name, they walk in here and go, oh, this is something different because you value relationship so well. And that religion is just broken and people feel something new. And it's presence, value for his presence and home and therefore relationship. And the Lord sent me to Hebrews 12:28. And it says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is an all-consuming fire." He is an all-consuming fire. That means he lives within you and there's nowhere you can go that he doesn't go with you, because he's an all-consuming fire. He completely consumes all of you. So yeah, Lord, I just bless this church, God. I bless Bethel, New Zealand with a fresh revelation of the value of your presence, God. Thank you so much that you go with us wherever we go, God. That separates us. It sets us apart from the rest of the world, Jesus, because you live in us, God. Thank you, Jesus, for a fresh outpouring of value of your presence, God. Thank you for home. Thank you for relationship. Thank you for people walking in this church and feeling something different than they've ever felt before, God. Thank you, Lord. He's so pleased with you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you guys are just unique. You carry the joy of the Lord. You carry his heart. And it's so easy to walk in and feel the Father heart, the heart of the Father God. Yeah, I bless you in Jesus' name.
I was going to read the exact same scripture, and I didn't know. I just got this, that you guys are the governing body, you're the ecclesia, the governing body, and I was just praying for Enoch over here, and I was just feeling the weight of just the calling on his life, and just that he is a catalyst in the kingdom, and as an intercessor, and as a someone that sees from heaven, and I just feel like that's for the church too. This church is someone, this church is one that governs New Zealand in the spiritual realm. And I was going to read the same scripture out of the Passion Translation. "Once and for all, I will not only shake the systems of the world, but also the unseen powers in the heavenly realm." Now this phrase, "once and for all," clearly indicates the final removal of all things that are shaking. That is the old order. So only what is unshakable will remain. Since we are receiving our rights to an unshakable kingdom, we should be extremely thankful and offer God the purest worship that delights his heart as we lay down our lives in absolute surrender, filled with awe, for our God is a holy, devouring fire. So just close your eyes and just open your hands. Yeah, God, we thank you. Lord, there's a higher level, Lord. Lord, that this church prays from the heavenly places and governs from the heavenly places. There's verdicts, there's governmental decisions that are happening from the heavenly places, from this church, God, from this body, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that there's an increase right now. There's an increase, there's a gift of just seeing more from the heavenly places and declaring from your throne room, God, Lord, what it is that you are saying and speaking over the land and the decisions that you're making over the land. God, thank you, Lord, for the authority that you're placing, the mantles of authority that you're placing over this body, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Yes, and just like the last two words, I just really feel that the best governors, the best politicians in the world are the ones that father and mother well. And I just really feel that my heart is just beating in like this joyful expectation of a promise that's about to be birthed. I feel like Bethel, New Zealand is just ready to birth the promises that they've been holding on to for so long. And I just feel something so strongly on the women in this church. Can I just have all the women just stand up, please? Yes. I just honor you. I love you. I look into your eyes and I see strength and beauty. I see women who have fought to have family that is centered on Jesus. And so I just bless your spirits. I bless your wombs. I also felt like there's women in here that have been trying to have children and they haven't been able to. I bless your womb, and I say right now in the name of Jesus, you will have children and you will birth a legacy through your families and through this church. I just speak fire over your spirit, fire over your heart. Yes, you're all pregnant with promise. You're all pregnant with hope. I feel like this place carries so much hope. It carries so much intimacy. This is a place of intimacy. This is a place where things are consummated and birthed. And I feel like this place knows oneness with God. It knows oneness with land. And that's something that I've learned. I've learned here is just honor. Honor of the land. So I bless you. I bless you, and I say that you're all leaders. Every single woman in here has a roar that needs to be unleashed. So I say, wake up. It's time to come out. It's time to roar. And I feel like there's something I like to do, a prophetic act right now on the count of three. We're all going to roar as loud as we can. Ha ha. As loud as we can. And in that, our promises are going to be released. Not just in this church, but in this land. So on the count of three, the loudest roar, the biggest that you've got. One, two, three. Woo! Yes, press it! Holy Spirit, ha ha, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, keep persisting, keep persisting. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We bless you, we bless you with joy, we bless you.
Okay, I want everyone to stand up and lay hands on the person sitting next to you. Whoa. So as I walked in this building today, the Holy Spirit showed me a picture of himself. And he took a form as like a wind above New Zealand. And the wind was just circulating. And as I walked in and you guys were worshiping, I saw this picture of an arrow go up into the sky, go through the circle that the Holy Spirit was circulating in. And it went up and it came back down and the Holy Spirit was following it. And I felt like that was a picture that resembled this church and the churches of New Zealand. And I feel like what you guys are doing here, what you guys are starting, you guys are being marked by power and love and joy. I feel like you guys are being marked by the Holy Spirit, and that this church is creating a movement that the Holy Spirit is going to thrive off of, that the Holy Spirit is going to follow. And a verse kept popping in my head, and it was, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And I feel like there's been many people in this building that have been hungering after God, have been thirsting for the more of God. And I feel like it's going to start being poured out on you. It's going to start being unleashed in you, that the Holy Spirit's just going to start moving in this place and in your lives. I even felt like there's family members of the members of this church that you guys have been praying for. And I feel like they're going to start to encounter the love of Jesus through you guys, through the marking that the Holy Spirit is doing. I really feel like there's family members of the body of this church that are going to start encountering the love of Jesus through each one of you. And I also felt like the Lord is taking you through a season of transfiguration. And each one of you are going to start hearing Abba's voice differently. But it's going to be good for you, because I feel like he's bringing you into a place of intimacy. And he's going to bring you closer to his heart, closer to the way that he thinks and that he feels and what he sees. So Holy Spirit, I just ask right now that you would just pour your spirit out on all flesh. That you would move in the hearts of this church and of the people of New Zealand. of the families, of the children. Holy Spirit, just fall in this place. Do what you do best. Do what you do best, Papa. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory. They will be called a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow and give to you. You will be a crown of splendor in his hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will you be called deserted or alone, or your name desolate. But you will be called Hephzibah, which means my delight is in her. And your land, Beulah, which means married. For the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. So pass through those gates. I speak a passing right now, a passing through the gates, a passing, a transition, a season shift in your life. He's not afraid of the process, but he also is one that moves in seasons. Seasons start and seasons close. Seasons start and seasons close. Wow. Last thing, and we're going to shut this down. I feel a close of a season right now. I don't know what that means. I'm going to let you guys interpret that. Maybe clean up the mess later, Andy. But I feel a close of a season right now. I don't know what that means. But I feel like there's people in this room that have been waiting for a season. They just felt like the season was just going to endure, endure, endure forever. It does not last forever. A season is meant to have a marked opening and a marked close. And there is a closed season right now. And some of you need to close the door on that season. You've been trying to stay in that room and it's actually closing. But in his kindness, he won't close the door until you actually leave and walk out. If there's a closing of a door, a closing of a season, just wave goodbye. Just wave goodbye. Just wave. It's okay. He already did it. Just wave. It is a new season. It's awkward when you move seasons. It's really strange, this thing called growing. Just wave goodbye. Let it pass. Let it pass. He's doing it. Yes, sir, I bless you right now. May King Jesus bless you and keep you. May keep you in the keep of his heart. May he make the light and the radiance of his face, his smile, his eyes of fire to shine upon you and give you shalom, peace on every side. Until the kingdoms of this world, the countries and states and nations become the kingdoms of heaven, and the country of God becomes a country of this world. I bless you. I bless this house to be filled with the Spirit of God in the beautiful, strong name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Our guys are gonna be up here. California guys, you guys can come up front. We're gonna be doing ministry. We are loaded with prophetic words. If you need you need healing in your body on any level, small little headache or an incurable disease, on any level, we want to pray for you and see breakthrough. We've seen wild, wild testimonies of the Lord doing crazy things. He's in the room today. He's in the business of healing. If you need that, if you just want someone to come and prophesy over you, if you want someone to pray for you, just come forward. If he's doing stuff right now in this room, he's not done. Just make your way forward and let's just spread out, guys. And just come forward right now and we would just love just unleash on you. I'm going to turn this over to you, Andy. Thank you, guys. Love you so much.